It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself. So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And it's Friday. Rush to Reason. Denver's afternoon rush should be the Trump train. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. There we go. 10 days. 10 days till the election.
Oh, it got nice. It just got nice last night.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yes, we will.
Yesterday's impossible question, by the way. 70% of people say you shouldn't talk about this until you've been dating for at least 6 months.
I would say, you know, reminiscing about all your favorite ex-girlfriends.
Well, could be, because the answer is your fears.
That's about the same.
So it could be.
There's a lot of similarity there.
Yeah, by the way, people are going to find this really probably out there, maybe even a little disgusting. But you know what my biggest fear in life is? My number one fear?
Okay. What?
Because I've traveled to foreign countries. My biggest fear is when you notice a sign as you walk into the bathroom that says, please put all toilet paper in waste paper basket. In other words, you can't flush it. That's one of my biggest fears.
What? Why would you think of that?
I don't know, because it's a fear, because I hate walking into a bathroom where you can't flush the toilet paper.
I've never been in a bathroom where
if you travel anywhere overseas, especially Africa, you'll see lots of those signs. Charlie's shaking his head. And because the first thing you know is, first of all, this is going to be one of the most disgusting bathrooms I've ever been in.
Yeah, but John, you got to understand, my opinion of all nations outside of the United States is the same, and that is that they are all backwards places we don't really need. Okay.
Well, it's kind of true. You're actually right.
Starting with Canada.
But that is my fear. So anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, don't mention your fears. Today's impossible question.
I won't do that.
We'll answer this a little bit later in the program. 25% of couples say this will start an argument.
Well, usually reminiscing about all your favorite ex-girlfriends.
That's another one. That will usually start an argument. Here's some answers, by the way, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. What would you like for dinner? When she asks, what's on TV tonight, and you answer, dust. That was an answer on Facebook. Not a good answer, by the way. When she's driving and you ask if she's trying to hit all the potholes.
Yeah, that would do it. Okay, I'm going to bundle it up in two words.
Let's hear it.
You choose.
Oh.
It doesn't matter if you're talking movies, dinner, a path in life. It doesn't matter at all. If you say you choose, then no matter what they choose, we'll disappoint you, and that'll start an argument.
Okay. Answer this later on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll get to it around the 5 o'clock hour. Again, remember, it's 25%. One real quick answer. How much money is in the bank?
Or how much money isn't in the bank?
Or there you go.
Yes. That's a good one.
So what'd you think of the debate last night, by the way?
Oh, I had a hard time sleeping from that much joy.
But the first thought I had was all the stingers that went out.
This was a beatdown. And it's not that Trump was always on. There were a number of places where I was thinking, oh, man, get this. Dig him with that. Dig him with this. But you're always thinking that,
Joe,
right?
Dug himself enough of a hole, it didn't really matter.
Joe was awful. Joe was absolutely
What was with his
awful.
Watch, by the way? He kept looking at his watch thinking, is this round over yet? Is that what he kept thinking?
Well, you know, the reason he had to keep looking at his watch is because he couldn't see it because his eyes were too dilated.
Oh, my word. Were they not bad last night? What's up with that anyways?
I don't know. Have you ever...
So he can see in the dark or what?
I know you don't look at cartoons, but have you ever seen pictures, you know, Japan art with the huge,
that's what he looked like.
Huge eyes?
Yeah. It's like Alita, the
Alita, Battle Angel.
Yeah. What do you look like?
Biden, battle, that's what battle candidate.
Like.
These huge eyes. It's like, holy smokes, man. Don't blink.
So what were some of the best stingers from Trump, you
know,
you think?
You know, if he blinked, the wind would blow.
Because we're going to do movie one-liners later. So what were some of Trump's best one-liners last night?
Oh, wow.
That's why I ran for president, because you two weren't getting the job done.
Yeah, but he's done that one before.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I like it, but I've always liked it. I like things that are new. Definitely. Megyn Kelly, of all people, was actually praising Trump for this line. Laptop from hell. Laptop from hell was the one that really stuck with people, because here's the thing, John. Not only is it funny, you know, Hunter's laptop from hell, but it's something that's going to create all that kind of curiosity in the audience, because we got to keep in mind, everybody's worried about the early voters. Folks, at least 95% of the early voters were people who were hardcores either way.
They're not swaying anyways.
Think of all your friends who are early voters.
They're not swayed one way
or the other. They're not swayed either way. No. So most of the people watching last night, or a lot of the people watching last night, were open.
Right.
And what he did was get them interested in the laptop from hell and all the, shall we say, information that's going to be on it. That was great. What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah.
And there were, I wish I could remember every one-liner that, you know, Trump kept throwing out. I will also say, even though she interrupted a lot, you know, interrupted Trump way more than Biden, moderator, not a half bad job last night.
No.
I was shocked, actually.
Still biased, clearly.
Still biased, but not like I thought it would be.
And there were a few times where it's just like, okay, look, you know, he's kind of on a roll. Would you please stop interrupting him?
Yeah, just let him go.
I know you have to. You're a leftist. He's not. But just let him go, because I got news for you. Just the entertainment value. The crowd's enjoying this because Trump is a guy who's got to kind of feel his words. So am I. And I understand what that's like. You got to finish that sentence.
Right.
You got to get that train into the station. And he was on. You know, the biggest difference for me, though, was forget the lines. It was the energy level of the two.
Oh, huge. No
oh my
comparison.
Gosh.
No comparison. Trump was on fire. Joe was still in his basement.
Zombie.
Oh, it was awful.
I mean, I like zombie movies. I don't like zombie candidates. This was all I could take.
You know, my only complaint from our side, and Trump in particular in this case, can we not come up with an elevator speech on how to fix healthcare? It's going to kill me if we don't do this. What is with us there?
It's too late. That was our chance.
Why can't we do that? What is the deal?
I don't know. It's like we're apologizing for the free market. And this is one problem when we chose Trump as our candidate. Okay? Don't get me wrong. He's done a lot of great things. But when it comes to healthcare, he's still a little too big government-y
yes.
for me.
Agree. So why
not be Steve House and proud of the free market?
Why can't we come out and say, guys, we have the answer. We want transparency in healthcare. We want to cut costs. We want to put the power back into you, the customer, when it comes to healthcare. We want you all paying the same price. We don't want you paying a different price than what the insurance company pays. We don't want Big Pharma running this. We want healthcare back into the patient himself or herself.
Exactly. And by the way, if you just want to win on healthcare, all you got to remember is one word, deductibles. What happened to deductibles before and after Obamacare, Joe Biden? They've soared. They've gone to, like, 4 or 5 times what they were. We can't afford
and
to
so
use.
And so have the premiums.
Yeah. And the premiums shot up, but the deductibles are so high, we can't even afford to use your health care. Are you kidding me? You drove it through the roof so we could all pay more so we could pay for your voters.
And I would steal one more line from Steve House and would have added one more thing and say, listen, the other thing we want to do is we want to incentivize.
There you go.
Our population to be healthy, not the other way around. And frankly, we do that backwards. We incentivize people to be sick. We need to incentivize people to be healthy.
Right. Be sick as you want. We'll cover it all. with other people's
money. We had our opportunity, but yet we still don't have those one-liners, and I don't get it. I don't understand.
I know. When it was healthcare, I was wishing that was Steve House up there. Otherwise, I got to be honest.
It was fine.
The Prez did a good job.
I agree. All right. Well, come right back. We got a candidate for RTD, Kyle Bradell. We've had him on before. By the way, somebody asked about that earlier in the week, so we'll talk to Kyle here in just 1 minute. Extreme Automotive, those coming up next. And, folks, man, we have got weather coming in this weekend. As you can look outside, it's as cold in the studio as it is outside. But that's a side note. It's a reminder of winter coming.
Yep.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do here, is to remind me that winter's coming.
Yeah, that's why they turned off the heat.
I think that's why there's no heat in the building now. But at any rate, Extreme Auto Repair wants to help you out. They've got tires at their cost plus a $70 rebate. They've got a 15% discount for Rush to Reason listeners and a free second opinion. Go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, we talked this week about supplements and just what's in them and how it works and how it can affect you and the fact in some cases you're wasting your money. If you have questions on that, losing weight, feeling better, you name it, go see Dr. Julie. And I mean that. There's several free assessments that she has right now. It's easy. She's a phone call away, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Novus Auto Glass, talked to those folks this morning, and they would love to help you with all of your needs in the vision safety end of it. And they can also calibrate your windshield if needed, if you've got any of those devices on your car after a windshield is replaced. But they're busy. They're willing to help you. In fact, as we get into this winter season, make sure that you're ready to go. In fact, it's going to get darker a lot earlier in about a week. So 1 week from this weekend, we lose that hour of daylight in the evenings. Be ready for that. Make sure your windshield and your headlights are ready to go. They've got a way to take care of both of those, by the way. RushToReason.com/Novus is how you find a location near you, and it's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Kyle Bradell. Bradell, I should say that correctly, joining us now, a candidate for RTD District A. Welcome back, Kyle. How are you?
Good. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. How is the campaign going? You got 10 days.
I know. Well, it's the rounding third base and starting to go into home plate here and just going to doors to voters that have not voted yet. I'll be doing that for the next week to let them know that, hey, I am your guy for RTD, and the other two people who are running for RTD, one, she just expects to be reelected, and two, the other candidate just wants to use federal tax dollars to bail out RTD until we get back onto our feet. So I'm just letting people know that I've got a different plan going on. I've got ideas, practical solutions to give riders and taxpayers and voters the best bang for their buck that they expect for RTD.
Hey, Kyle, you've always brought a lot of great ideas onto the show about this, which, by the way, I'd never really thought of. What is the heart of your message? Let's say you've just got that 10, 15 seconds to grab their attention when you're at that door or just talking to somebody on the street. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that I want to streamline RTD in the best example is what I gave last month is that right now RTD thinks that we have 8 light rail lines. No, we don't. We only have 4. It's Golden, Santa Fe, I-25, and Aurora. And when people start to realize that there really are only 4 lines, then I think they start to think, well, yeah, why does RTD make such a big hoopla about all these lines that we have when we can streamline it in so many different ways and make it much easier to use as a passenger.
Basically, bang for the buck. Bang for the buck is what you're saying. Yeah, because let's face it, your competitors, the ones who are running against you, are not offering bang for the buck. You are offering bang for the buck, and from there you can just lay it out for them.
Yeah, and when I do tell people, you know, just not with that example alone, but all my other ideas, then they really start to realize that, yeah, that does make perfect sense. Why hasn't RTD been doing that from the very beginning? And I think people are starting to wake up as to what RTD has been lacking in the past 2-3 decades. And when I do share them what we can move into the future, they're very excited.
Yeah, and to your point, Kyle, and really what they've been lacking is some good, solid, forthright leadership and folks that are looking to the future. They've not had that. We have been in literally two modes. I see it this way, Kyle. We've been in a maintenance mode, and then we've been in a let's build more rail, which they really haven't done, and they've done it very ineffectively, and let's build the bike path into things. I realize that's not all RTD, but sometimes that involves some things that RT's doing on their end. And the reality, Kyle, is neither one of those are going to fix our transportation needs in Colorado in this Front Range area.
I agree completely with that. That's why I tell people, hey, we just can't do all roads and we just can't do all trains and buses. We got to have a nice, even mix of it all because not everyone will be riding a bus and not everyone will have a car. So why don't we do it in an appropriate way so that everyone can get around the Front Range with ease?
The other thing I think, and we talked about this last time you were on, Kyle, that I think is a big deal and something that, by the way, I see nobody at either RTD and very few even at CDOT now because of the changes that have been made there. At one time, CDOT was talking a lot about this, but really nobody's talking about automated driving that is at some point in time coming. And I don't believe it's all going to be electric cars, despite what Joe Biden said last night in the debate. There's going to be automated driving, even with regular gas-powered, diesel-powered vehicles. But nobody's talking about that. And in the case of RTD, the adverse, I believe, adverse effect that's going to have upon ridership and even train ridership.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I had somebody email me a month or so ago talking about that, how she likes a lot of my ideas, but she disagrees with expanding I-70 out to the new Aurora Highlands that's being built due to climate change. And I was thinking about what she sent to me, and I thought, well, if all of our cars and trucks start going to more more into an automated feature or more battery and electric, well, then that means we won't be using as much gas and oil to fuel our vehicles. And if that's the case, then people will still use their vehicles, because if there's a battery inside of it, they may say, well, heck, why do I need to take a train when my
yep.
car is completely
that's right.
Going with a battery, so
right.
I don't need to take a bus or
that's exactly right. No, Kyle, you are spot on, and a lot of those folks on that side are not looking at that correctly. They need some insight, some leadership. And in fact, we need leadership across RTD, because if we don't, folks listening, please trust me when I say this. If not, you as a taxpayer are going to be bailing out RTD if we don't get some good, solid leadership there to figure things out. And Kyle, I hate to say this, but that means huge. Well, I'm going to say it. It's going to need cutbacks on the RTD side that, frankly, current leadership doesn't want to talk about.
Oh, I know. And I've mentioned that to a few people going door to door. And then the past week or so, I had some debate forums with my other two competitors. And that was kind of brought up to the point that that with those almost 600 jobs that RTD is going to be cutting here between now and January and February, it'll be quite difficult to see what the future will lie into the future. And if RTD is going to succeed, then the only way that I see at the moment is that Governor Polis has to allow the economy of Colorado to be released to its full potential, because since RTD relies almost 80% on sales tax money coming into their
yep.
stream, if they don't get those tax dollars, if people aren't shopping and buying food, then RTD is just going to falter and possibly implode. So that's why Governor Polis has to tell people, you need to go out and buy more. You need to
yep.
go shopping more. If you want the trains, buses, and the accessorides, you need to buy more stuff.
Right.
Well, maybe he should make going out and shopping more a little bit easier
yeah, well
and
said.
More enjoyable. Kyle,
well
one
said.
Last thing really quick here. One thing I really like about you is you don't just want to make RTD better for those who ride it, but rather also better for the taxpayers. You want to make it better for both groups.
That's right.
And I like that.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I'm sure my time is ending here soon, but just to give people an idea of why I'm so passionate about public transportation is one, when I lived in Madrid, Spain for college for a year and a half, I solely relied on the subway and the buses. And then when I came to the home campus in St. Louis, Missouri, again, I had light rail, Amtrak buses, and my bike to get around. And then when I lived in Vail, Colorado, the second time, I didn't have a car. And I lived up on the side of a mountain, and I had to walk down to Avon from the apartment complex in snow, wet on snow, sleet, thunder, lightning, all the works, just to get to the bus, to get to Vail, to go to work. So I am well-versed in what works and what doesn't work for public transportation. And because of that, I know what the taxpayers expect and what they want for our RTD.
We have a question coming in real quick for you, Kyle. Let me get Mike on. Mike from Parker, you're on with Kyle. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, quick question. I have a friend that works for RTD, and he's been there 17 years. He manages 6 custodians, but he makes like $85,000 a year, has a pension that'll pay him $6,000 a month for 20 or 30 years, about $1.6 million. Gets 100 hours of paid sick leave a year, and yet RTD loses $600 million a year.
Yep.
And what are we going to do? And this is a huge
great question.
Of corruption. And he's a little guy in the totem pole. He goes, the guys at the top are getting these huge pensions, huge vacations, huge sick leave.
Yep.
And the taxpayer is paying this
$6 billion
every 10 years.
Well
How
said.
Do we fix this?
Well said. Mike, I'm going to let you go. It's hard with two of you. But no, great question. And Kyle, something I think you can address. Go ahead.
I am not aware of that, and I'm so glad that you did bring that up to me, because I will admit I don't know anything about that aspect yet, but if I do win, and I hope I do win, I will definitely look into that, that at some point we'll just have to say, like, from this point on, from January 2021, if you are a brand-new employee with RTD, you won't get all that pension package.
Right.
Because you got to start somewhere that if RTD is going to succeed and not implode,
yep.
then
you got to have some cutbacks.
Look at all the options.
That's right. No, well said. Kyle, I appreciate that. Best of luck to you. And again, folks, this is Kyle Bradell, and he is running for it's District A. Am I saying that right, Kyle?
Yes, that's correct. So that's downtown Denver to Lowry to Glendale and up to Wash Park and that entire area.
Great. Kyle, appreciate it very much. Best of luck, and let us know how things go here. We'll watch the election here only 10 days away.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, John.
You betcha, Kyle. Appreciate it very much. And some of you folks called in and asked who to vote for when it came to RTD. There is your answer if you're in that area. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. Got a great inventory of firearms and ammo and training. And again, I keep saying, let's quit calling this a hobby. Call it what it is. It's your Second Amendment right. Exercise that right. Be trained in that right. And be able to do all of that in one-stop shopping. That is Franktown Firearms. Go to klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Purify Chevrolet, where they have all of your car, truck, SUV needs in one-stop shopping. New and used, they've got lots for both, and they've got great vehicles in stock for you. 303-659-8311. If you're ready for a new vehicle, it is the place to go. PurifyChevrolet.com. Again, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, if you want to get that kitchen done by Christmas, and folks, we really are running out of time. I probably can't even say this much after this week. We'll get an update from Enchanted here in the next week or so. But if you want to get that kitchen done by Christmas, you need to get hopping. Call them today. Find out what they can do for you. They can design your kitchen, help you get things handled, and hopefully get it done by Christmas. Call them at 303-376-7588 or find them at klzradio.com.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchen's design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Socialists don't sleep. Socialists don't quit. Socialists don't abandon the battlefield. Kim Munson here. Monday, Washington Times columnist and best-selling author Cheryl K. Chumley joins me to talk about her new book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise, or America Will Fall. Bob Roth, candidate for Colorado Senate District 26, Laura Thomas, running for re-election for Douglas County Commissioner, and Matthew Menza, candidate for Colorado Senate District 17, weigh in on why this election is so important for you and your family. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and John... I want to talk a little bit more about Joe Biden last night.
Sleepy Joe.
Oh, yes. Now, Joe Biden, I'm going to play a clip here in a moment of something Trump did to Joe Biden that I've never seen done to Joe Biden.
Okay.
Joe Biden, I've been watching his debate technique for decades.
And by the way, he's a good debater typically.
Oh, actually, right? Over the course of his career, he has been possibly the finest debater on the Democrat side. And something he does, which, by the way, he destroyed Sarah Palin using this tactic.
Okay.
And it's called redirect and connect.
Okay.
So he gets a question on something. Now, a lot of these candidates, they'll redirect from the question. But what he has always done is then he'll connect with the audience. He'll redirect from the question, you know, avoid it, but connect with the audience and make it sound like, hey, this is what really matters to you. Now, listen to what he does here. It's about a minute long, but then listen to Trump blow it up.
This isn't about, there's a reason why he's bringing up all this malarkey. There's a reason for it. He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. And your family's hurting badly. If you're making less than, if you're a middle-class family, you're getting hurt badly right now. You're sitting at the kitchen table this morning deciding, well, we can't get new tires, they're bald, because we have to wait another month or so. Or are we going to be able to pay the mortgage? Or who's going to tell her she can't go back to community college? They're the decisions you're making in the middle-class families like I grew up in Scranton and Claymont. They're in trouble. We should be talking about your families, but that's the last thing he wants to talk about.
I want to talk about North Korea. Excuse me, just 10 seconds, Mr. President.
Let's get off this China thing, and then he looks. The family, around the table, everything. Just right. A typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk
I'm
about North Korea.
I'm not a typical
Korea,
politician.
No. Okay,
that's
President.
Why I got elected. That
let's
was,
talk
let's
about...
get off the subject of China. Let's talk around sitting around the table.
All right.
Come on, Joe, you can do better.
We're going to talk.
Come on, Joe, you can do better than that.
Wow. Okay. Here's why that was so
Come on,
impressive.
Joe.
I know. It's
Come
first
on,
of all,
Joe.
It's funny. Joe is wandering, by the way.
Oh, he was. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You think so?
Yeah, really quick. Message to his wife, Jill Biden. Jill, I just want you to know it's okay. Like if you have a puppy and the puppy chews on your slippers, it's not okay if you have a husband who chews on your slippers because he seemed lost.
I was going to say up the meds, Jill.
Up the meds. No, not anymore. His eyes were big enough. Please. Please. Are you kidding? His eyes will get so big, he'll fall forward.
But his train of thought was not there.
No, it wasn't. But here's what was really impressive. The audience doesn't know they're being worked by this technique. I've been studying this tech. I've watched him. I knew what he was doing.
Right.
The audience doesn't know they're being worked by this technique. They know he's diverting, but they don't know that he's connecting with them in the diversion. And I've never seen a candidate call him out for it. Paul Ryan didn't.
No.
And, of course, Sarah Palin, she was new to all this.
Right.
Well, Trump goes to him and basically tells all of America he's working you.
Right.
Here he wants to talk about, oh, the kitchen table and your family and all this stuff because he doesn't want to talk about China and his corruption.
Right. He doesn't want to answer the real question.
I've never seen anybody do that to him. I know there were a lot of impressive moments in the debate last night for Trump. For me, even though that's not one of the memorable ones, because it disarmed Biden. And by the way, it threw him off the rest of the night. That was the most impressive moment.
Yeah, and we should probably stop calling Joe Sleepy Joe, by the way. We need to start calling him Sleazy Corrupt Joe, because that's what he really is.
Well, and his eyes are too wide to be sleepy.
He is Sleazy Corrupt Joe. The more we learn about the Biden family and the corruption inside of it and the sleaziness of it, i.e. Hunter Biden keeping weird pictures of his 14-year-old niece on his phone. What a whack job.
Ew. Just ew.
What a creepo.
Well, yeah, and what has Joe Biden been saying all along? That he wants to bring, what is it, back to the White House? Decency. He wants to bring decency back to the White House.
It ain't coming out of that family.
No, and there were a number of political consultants, some of whom I really respect, by the way, like Frank, what's his name? He does the polls. He does the focus. Yeah, Frank Luntz. He does the focus groups. And they were saying, don't go after the Hunter stuff. Don't go after the Hunter stuff. You've got to focus on what you do well, Donald Trump. That's what you got to focus on. And I was going, no,
no,
totally wrong,
there.
Totally wrong, totally wrong. Two reasons. Number one, the press is letting him off with this, and this is a huge story of corruption. But number two, if you've got a candidate pledging to bring decency back to the White House, you got to show he's not.
You got to play on that.
And
that's right.
Trump went after it, and he hit home runs. And here's the biggest thing. The next few days, with further revelations, Trump has set it up so they are going to knock Joe down like bowling pins.
The other thing I liked about last night, which everybody thought was going to backfire, was the format whereby they had, you know, the two minutes, and,
right,
you know, some of the quick responses and the silencing of the mic and so on. And really what that did was it gave, first of all, I think it knocked Joe off of his game more than it did Donald Trump, because Joe had to literally think, what am I going to say for 2 minutes straight? With no interruptions of any kind.
Were you as surprised as I was, John? Because the guy had 5 days. By the way, you've been an employer for years. How would you like to have an employee who says, I'm sorry, I need more than 5 days rest to do my job. I need six. I mean, my gosh, he wasn't ready after all that time.
And he wasn't.
But didn't you? I was thinking, look, number one, she's his fan. She's going to feed him all the questions. He's going to have 2 minute prepared pocket answers ready to go. And he did. I think she did feed him the questions.
I think she did, too. But he just
couldn't focus.
He was just off his game. He just, to your point. And I think what happened was he was planning on, this is my
go ahead,
my feeling on this. I think Joe was planning on a round two of the previous debate where he would have to really just defend himself and let Donald Trump sort of work himself into a frenzy and make Joe look really good by just sitting up there looking nice and pretty and calm and so on. And that's not what happened.
No, Donald Trump's advisors definitely saw the failure of the first debates, you know, of the way they did.
And we've admitted it. It was.
So Donald Trump went in with no intention of doing that. And that 2 minute thing, I think you're dead right. I think you're dead right, John. I think that 2 minute thing was beautiful for Trump because it held him off, let Joe bury himself. And then Trump, very nicely, very classy,
in 10 seconds or less,
yeah, went in and cut him up.
Literally. Folks, think about that. In a lot of cases, you just heard it there a moment ago. Donald Trump had like 10 seconds or so to really respond to something that Joe had attacked him on, and he came back and just cut him up into little pieces in 10 seconds.
Well, and yeah, and just like you heard in that clip, notice how she kept interrupting Trump because he was winning. She was interrupting him again and again and again and again and again because she knew, oh my gosh,
this guy's winning big time.
He's picking Joe apart.
Yeah, literally. And you could almost see it in her face. I mean, she's literally, I could see in her eyes. Maybe anybody else didn't notice this, but I sure did. In her eyes, it was like, holy crap, what'd I get myself into? This is not going the way I thought this would.
You know, the word that really struck me looking at her face, concern.
Bewilderment and concern, yes.
Bewilderment and concern.
She was literally like, oh my, you could see it in her eyes. If she'd had a mask on, you would have known flat out what she was thinking, because she was like, what in the world am I doing here? This is not going the way it's supposed to.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, the whole Biden campaign is around three words. Orange Man bad. Orange Man wasn't bad last night, John. Orange Man good.
Orange Man made Joe look bad.
Yes. And by the way, Joe, like you said, he's not sleepy. He's sleazy.
He's sleazy as it gets.
He is not bringing class into the White House.
No, he is not. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next, folks. And folks, man, we've talked about this all week, especially the last few days with all the fires and the things that have gone on up in the mountains with the Troublesome Fire and the Cameron Fire and just everything going on in the state. It's just a reminder to make sure you have your ducks in a row, and that's what Michael will do for you. Find him at klzradio.com. He's our mobile estate planner, 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, winding things down on this Friday edition. We appreciate all of you listening each and every week like you do. We got 10 days left till the election. Myself, Andy Pate, Al Smith joining us now, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, it's always a joy having you. How are you, sir?
Oh, great to be here. Great to be here, John.
Week going okay?
Yeah, it's having a good week, actually.
Good.
Had our radio show Wednesday. And some other activities going on. We've got
nice.
A few events coming up, so it's been a good week.
All right, let's talk about it. You know, you've got some events coming up. First of all, what do you do at the events, and what should folks know, and how do they register?
They're called Retirement Enhancement Dinners, and there are two coming up this coming week, maybe just one, on Tuesday, the 27th, at the Elks Lodge in Evergreen. And that's going to be a retirement enhancement dinner where I will be speaking along with Michael Bailey, who is also
nice.
A KLZ partner here,
yep.
Estate planning attorney. And 2 weeks after that, the week after the election on the 10th, there will be a retirement enhancement dinner at the Littleton Cafe, which is 1409 West Littleton Boulevard. Really down-home, good food there. It's kind of like a diner. People enjoy it. They have a real good selection on their menu there.
Michael joining you for that one as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. He's my partner when I do these retirement enhancement.
It kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The financial component of retirement planning is quite important, and the legal component is certainly important also, because people want to have their ducks in a row, so to speak, and their affairs in order, so that when they leave this world, the spouse or children, whoever are their heirs, things go as smoothly as possible without conflict or without long court battles, things of that nature.
Gotcha. Okay, so one of the things I know you've been highlighting lately, which, by the way, I appreciate, because I think there's a lot of folks that, you know, spend a lot of time figuring out how to accumulate the wealth. They get to retirement. Maybe they've got enough to retire on, you know, and stay there. Maybe not. But the biggest thing that I don't think a lot of folks think about, and it's one of the things you've been focusing on lately, Al, is what do I do when I get to retirement? What's my purpose is what I'm going to say. I think there's a lot of folks that, you know, they work. They finally get to that point where they can kind of kick back a little bit. They've saved up some money. They've done some investments correctly. They've maybe got a few ducks in a row. But they get there, and they never thought about, I'm going to have all this free time now. What do I do? That's one of the things I know you help with as well.
Well, that's a really interesting question, John, because I had heard, I don't know the references for this, but I had heard that years and years ago, IBM found that when they're...
True statement, by the way. I have firsthand knowledge of what you're talking about.
Yeah, their executives retired after, you know, 40 years of work at IBM, and they found that they died within a few years.
In some cases, within a year.
Exactly. And it wasn't because their...
They were in great health. Yeah. Had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it wasn't because their health deteriorated necessarily. They didn't have a plan.
There was no purpose for them at that point.
No. They had, I'm sure, working for IBM for 40 years, I'm sure they were adequately... finance for their retirement, but they hadn't planned, now what am I going to do? What's my purpose? How am I going to spend my time? And they didn't think about that. And although I'm not a life coach, I've been in this business for many years, and I've seen folks who are extremely happy in retirement because they have a purpose of giving back to the community in various ways. And I've seen some other people who are less happy in spite of the fact they seem to be financially okay because they have conflict in their families, and a lot of their retirement seems to be going from putting out one fire to another rather than, some purposeful activity.
Right. And everything, by the way, Al just said, I've got firsthand knowledge, know everything Al is talking about is right on the money, and that is exactly what happens in a lot of cases. Folks get all the way to retirement. They've worked really hard, and this is really especially hard. And yes, folks, there is a difference between men and women. I know that a lot of cases the other side doesn't want to admit that, but the reality is we are different creatures. We look at things differently. We as men, and like it or not, but these are just the facts, we as men get a lot of our purpose and our significance in life out of what we accomplish, what we do in our jobs, and so on. And moms and wives typically get a lot of their satisfaction out of how the family is raised and the accomplishments that are there and the grandkids and all of those different things. And Al, it's not a criticism either way. It's just the way life is. So I know there's a lot of men that they get to the point where they're able to sit back, relax a little bit, enjoy life theoretically, but they find themselves with no purpose. And that's exactly what happened in the situation with IBM. They find these guys are dying off because they really don't have a purpose at that point because they're not doing anything.
Well, you're exactly right. And what IBM did is they required men within a few years to retirement develop some kind.
They taught them hobbies, actually. Yeah. They taught them hobbies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether it was I had a father-in-law that took up golf.
Same.
In his 60s.
Yep. And they taught them that. They literally taught them how to, because a lot of these guys, keep in mind, they had never taken the time to do those sorts of things. And you'd think, well, they worked for IBM. They played a lot of golf. No, a lot of the guys in the trenches at IBM didn't go out and didn't have a lot of time to play golf. So IBM either taught them all sorts of things, woodworking and different types of things along those lines, and golf or tennis or you name it. There's all sorts of things they taught those guys to do so they'd actually have some purpose. And I know, Al, it's a big deal. And again, we're not telling everybody you got to go learn how to, you know, play golf, and that's one of the things that Al's going to teach you. No, what Al's going to try to instruct you on is what are you going to do in retirement? Because Al, some folks can be retired for 25, 30 years. What are you going to do?
Well, you're absolutely right. And what I found is that kind of a brief questionnaire, and like, for example, what's on your bucket list? If you enjoy traveling, where do you want to travel? Because there are, I knew a lady back when I was in Toastmasters that wrote a book about planning your volunteer vacation. And that was the title of her book. And if someone wanted to go to Africa to help establish hospitals, or if they wanted to go to Mexico to help build an orphanage or something like this, there's a whole lot of planning involved in those kinds of events. And that's part of retirement planning that has nothing to do with having enough income, but it has to do with what would bring not only you some joy, but what could help the world be a slightly better place if you were to volunteer in some particular category. Another area that people could use enormous help in is being a caregiver. Mm. Some people, like my guest on my show last Wednesday, are full-time caregivers, and by offering a few hours of your time, it can provide some respite to someone who may be providing care for someone following a stroke or Alzheimer's or something of this nature.
Oh, and by the way, well said. So, folks, I guess one thing we haven't mentioned, Al, so Al's from Golden Eagle Financial. How do folks get a hold of you, Al?
Real easily. You can reach my office at 303-744-1128. And you don't need to remember that. You can contact KLZ, and they have my contact information. And you can learn about our website and learn about upcoming events, learn about what some of the upcoming topics will be on my radio show, also by going on my website, which they have the information about that here at KLZ. We will have previous radio shows so that you can tap into those. And if you were not able to hear about one, we had one about Social Security, one about IRAs, and we'll have some going into the future, and we'll have topics for those so that you can listen to those if you weren't able to listen to the show on Wednesday.
Perfect. And you know what? That's the way to do it. And as Al just said a moment ago, you can either call the station here. You can call him directly, by the way, 303-744-1128, or the best bet, it's easy, klzradio.com. Al, I appreciate you joining us. We've got a little weather coming in this weekend, so stay warm, stay safe. But we really appreciate you and all that you do for us here at KLZ and for the listeners as well.
Well, thank you, John. And you do great things for the community also with your show and with your terrific shows about automotive and home. People need to know more about their home and their auto, because that's a big responsibility, two of the biggest responsibilities we have as men.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon at my next Wednesday, not right. This coming Wednesday, the Wednesday after that.
Wednesday first after, and, yep, two yeah, weeks.
First and third Wednesdays. Yep. I hope to have anybody listening to that also. Have a great day.
Right. And so, again, find Al at klzradio.com. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us again. I want to thank Al for joining us at Golden Eagle Financial. Great guy, by the way. If you need any financial advisement at all, he is a financial advisor and would love to help you as you get your retirement planned out, where you're going, how's that going to work, and so on. So with that, we got another full hour coming your way. If it's close to 7 o'clock, have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Fix It Radio in the morning, followed by Drive Radio. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.